Hey, Destiny.
How's it going?
It's going good. Like, today was actually a
You
good
can't
day.
like deep sigh and
And then
then
say,
say it's going
well,
good.
no, I'm just tired. That's all. But I need to stop saying I'm tired because I actually be tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, never mind. I don't feel like getting all of that, but I feel like
Okay.
if I said something else, like if I change my narrative, then maybe I won't be so tired. Like if I say, oh, today's a great day and I'm feeling good, and then I will actually start to.
But is today a great day and are you feeling good?
It is actually. I mean, there's nothing for me to be like mad about or upset about or down about, really. I think today was an overall good day. I went to work, I got my work done, and I was able to go home
Like a good
with
slave.
a job tomorrow. Yep, pretty much. But yeah, it was a good day. Like, I just be trying to work, man. I'm trying to keep my head down and do my work. Like,
Yeah, before somebody grabs you by the neck and throws you across the room like a rag doll. We all try to do what we can to keep from being thrown.
this is my whole thing
Wait,
about.
before you start, I think you
Okay.
should kind of like,
Preface.
yes.
Okay, so for those of you who do not know, there's a video circulating that went viral. This young black girl, 16 years old, I don't know her name, was on her cell phone in class and was told to leave the classroom, and she did not. The teacher could not get her to leave the classroom, so therefore they brought in an administrator, and the administrator could not get her to leave the classroom, so then they brought the police in, and the police told her to get up out of her seat, and she did not. So he felt like it was okay to slam dunk her across the classroom. We don't, people can argue and say, oh, we don't know what was said. We don't know how this child was raised. These kids don't have no respect for authority. We can say all of that. And that very may well be true. But what I will not get behind is a grown man thinking that it is okay to WWE a 16-year-old girl. I can't get behind that. I can't, because what can a 16-year-old girl possibly say to you as a grown man to justify your actions of throwing her around?
Nothing. There's nothing that she could have done, nothing that girl could have did to justify him treating her like that. First of all, he grabbed her by the neck and yanked her out of a desk.
Right. And, the whole thing is that. Let's talk about him. What was going on with his day? Was his white pride hurt that, he was out here, he's supposed to be out here protecting and serving, and he's not getting his just due respect, and these little nigrettes aren't going to treat him like this, and they need to recognize the badge and all of this stuff. And, these little black children don't have no home training anyway, so I'm finna show them. I'm finna make an example. Like, why is nobody talking about that? Why do we always turn it around and say, oh, well, if it had a went down this way, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, like, why is this officer thinking it's okay to body slam this little girl? Like, something's wrong with him. Like, this is, in essence, this is a child. She can't drink, she can't vote, she can't drive without a parental consent. She's a child. If it's not okay for these parents to go out here and beat their children in the Walmart parking lot for acting up, and they want to put this mama on TV, then why is this okay for this little black girl to be slung around, grabbed by her neck, and slung around the classroom? Like, I don't get it. I don't get the justification.
There is no justification, and you won't get it because shit don't make no fucking sense.
Right, but people always want to justify it and say they said the same thing about Mike Brown. How, oh, Pharrell, oh, well, let's not forget how Mike Brown was a bully. Because, Pharrell and him, Mike Brown went to high school together. And, Mike Brown would always push him up against the locker and take his lunch money. So he was clearly a bully. And that justified him getting shot in the street.
Even though Pharrell is clearly 20 years older than him.
Exactly. But, let's not forget that Mike Brown was a bully. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is there always.
First of all, Pharrell's a coon. Don Lemon is a coon, and I'm tired of them saying coon shit. Raven Simone is a motherfucking coon. At the end of the day, probably none of the, well, Pharrell has Little Rocket, of course, but Little Rocket is not a little black girl. But exactly. Raven don't have no kids. I don't think Don Lemon has any kids. So how can you sit up here and say that you have to actually see what's on the tape and know what was said in order to make a sound decision based on if this man had the right to fling this girl like a fucking bowling ball?
What would you do if it was your child?
First of all, it ain't no talking. It ain't no talking. Yeah,
I did. Like I said, my sister, you know, I don't have any children. My sister could be bad. It's all get out. Like she could have done. She could have. I don't know. She could have mushed the police officer in the face. Like if I find out that my sister was handled like this girl was handled, like
no, it's over. It's gonna over. Be. Everybody's dying. Everybody right. is going to die. I'm gonna spend the rest of my days in prison.
This is where Spring Valley High used to be. Like that's what they'll say.
Yeah.
Like, because I can't.
When you walk next
right.
to it.
Right.
It'll be a memorial.
So these police officers are supposed to act a certain way too. You know, the police always, oh, well, you know, we don't want the children to fear us and you're supposed to be safe around the police. That's not what we're seeing when we look on TV.
We're being attacked. That's right. what we're seeing. And black people are under attack. And no matter what we do, no matter how nice we are, we're not nice enough. No matter how courteous we are, we're not courteous enough.
But how are white people carrying themselves? We can go all the way back to these
sit-ins. Like they've been carrying themselves.
We can go all the way back to the sit-in in North Carolina where those black students sat in that diner, that whites-only diner, so they could get service. And what was happening? They were getting pushed. They were getting cussed at. They were getting spat on. They were getting drug out of their seats. But guess what? Well, they weren't being good little niggas. So, of course, they had to pay. Pretty much. Not trying to compare that with this situation because, you know, it's all, oh, well, we don't know what happened or we don't know what was said or we don't know what she did. But why does that still justify? That does not justify this little girl being dragged out of her seat. What, didn't you just read some tweets where a student was tweeting and said that the girl was new and she didn't talk to anybody?
I just can't with Twitter. Like, if you look at Twitter and it's just like, I just can't. You hear they in South Carolina holding up signs that say Black Lives Don't Matter. And for what reason those 9 individuals were standing out there saying Black Lives Don't Matter. Black you look lives. Fucking stupid.
Yeah, Black Lives do matter. That's the whole
you
point.
You look fucking stupid. First of all, we're not saying that nobody else's lives don't matter. We're just saying Black Lives do matter.
I'm saying this. If it had been Little Madison's 16-year-old behind sitting in that chair,
they would have grabbed her by her forearm and escorted her
out. But that wouldn't even happen. The teacher would have let Little Madison sit in her seat on her cell phone or whatever the case was. You know, waited till school was over. Like, you know, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Cartwright. I was just calling to see if everything was okay with Little Madison today. She wasn't acting like herself. Or is there something going on at home? Do I need to give Little Madison a ride home, you know, each day? Or do I need to, like, you know, curve her grade for her so to make sure that she passes? It would have been different. Like, there would have been favoritism. There would have been white privilege. Even if Lil Madison had got slung around that classroom, we wouldn't hear the end of it. We would not hear the end of it.
And then supposedly, you know, today, you know, they ruled that, you know, this officer is now being fired from his job.
Right, because the police chief said that he saw the video and he was disgusted.
Right, but why the fuck wasn't he in jail? Let me swing Jordan. Let me throw her against the wall. Mm-hmm. And somebody else see. I'm going to jail for child neglect.
Right. Child
and abuse. Child abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm my going to jail is, for
my
that.
Point exactly.
Is, so yeah. Why are we applauding this man because he...
It wasn't even quote his unquote, job.
Got let go mm-hmm. from a job when he's just going to go find another job and treat somebody else's child or treat somebody else's whatever, mm-hmm. adult, somebody else's husband, whatever, like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's going to do.
Right.
Since when do we move problems?
Oh, all the time. This is America. What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, what the fuck sense does that make? That there's still no accountability. Oh, yeah, we're just going to let him go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's off our hands.
Yeah.
Like, I guess he can go out there and sling somebody else's child now, but it won't be on our...
But meanwhile, the emotional damage that has been caused, the physical damage that has been caused is going to be with her for the rest of her life. And then, you know, Sean King tweeted today that, you know, she had just lost her mother. So clearly, this little girl was going through something already. She's living with foster parents? Like, what the fuck? Like, clearly, she is going through some shit.
Right. Like, why wasn't it investigated? Why wasn't it gotten to the bottom of? Like, if a child is having a problem in the classroom... You know, say, hey, is something going on? Teachers have to deal with a lot, yes. But my shock, too, was like, even as a teacher, you saw this man doing this and you didn't say, hey, I just want her out of my class. Like, there's no need to
handle her
like that.
No, because what's the teacher's name?
Was it Mr. Long?
Yeah, Mr. Long. You know, Mr. Long didn't say anything. Mr. Long was like, well, she should have listened.
Right. She should have cooperated. That was his response. Like,
really,
no.
When you see a child being grabbed by her neck and thrown across the room.
Like, I would have been like, hey, what are you doing as a student? Like,
right. But it's clear that there was some sort of fear.
All in all,
everybody
like,
gotta
die.
If my child gets treated like that, everybody gotta die. But one thing I will say is that we can't put our children in a white system and expect for them to be treated equally. Because, let's be clear, there's no black security guards in most of our schools. Mm-hmm. In the schools that I grew up in, mm-hmm. we've all had, you know, white security guards.
Mm-hmm. I had black police officers at my school.
Well, we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. And so, had this been a black security guard, I think the situation would have been handled differently.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I mean, because, and even still, because I'm thinking if the police were brought in there, what's wrong with them saying, you know, hey, what's going on with you? Why aren't you listening?
Are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? Like, why aren't you listening to these adults? It was a bit, get up.
Nobody cares.
Oh, you're not going to get up? Let me grab you by your neck and sling you over here.
Yeah, maybe you'll get up after I kill you.
Right. Like, because, and that was my thing, too. Like, you know, they're trying to justify his actions. What if he had to snap this little girl's neck?
Right.
And then killed her? I can't get
and
behind
then the,
that.
The excuse would have still been from Mr. Long. Well,
she should have cooperated.
She should have listened.
Right. Yeah, and that because in essence, that's how they do it.
Well,
you know, like
in essence, I want to say, fuck you, Mr. Long. Fuck you.
But yeah, they always try to make us seem like it's our fault for the way that we're treated.
That's a baby. So. That's a baby. Whatever. Moving on.
But yeah, so I just, my thoughts and prayers are with this little girl. You know, hopefully everything is okay. We don't.
I'm just so tired. I'm tired of our people getting treated like this. She, no matter what she did, she could have put a kick me sign on the back of his damn uniform. It doesn't fucking matter.
Right, because you're grown.
Right.
And you're supposed to act grown. Like nobody's saying that.
Treat no child like that.
Right. You're a grown man. Act like a grown man should. Don't come down on these kids' levels. Like, you want to be respected, you got to earn respect.
But he grabbed her by the neck.
As a man, why would you handle a girl like that? Why would you handle a child like that?
You don't give a fuck.
You must not have no children of your own. But even still, like, what does that say about you as a human being? Like,
that you need to be eliminated and somebody's going to do your favor one day.
That's...
Anyways, let's move on because...
You can talk about this all day, and then I'll just get mad all over again.
I'll just get mad, and I'll be up here crying and shit on the fucking podcast because, you know, it's too many injustices. Bacon will give you cancer.
I just don't believe that. Like, I love bacon too much. I had bacon today.
It doesn't matter if you fucking love bacon. It's still going to kill you.
Is it really going to give you cancer?
Intestinal worms is real.
I need the facts.
Well,
I need the facts. Where are the facts? I could just drink a ginger ale and I'll let it dissolve.
The World Health Organization declared bacon as the cancerous source and the fucking enemy.
Are we talking about how Diet Coke can cause cancer too? Like,
that has aspartame in it, so yeah, that can cause cancer.
Like,
artificial sweeteners can cause cancer.
But bacon is so, right. Yeah, your Splendas, mm-hmm. your what's the other one? Your saccharin.
I don't know what that is, but
sweet and lows,
yeah,
all of that. But I mean,
I don't know. I don't eat none of that shit.
I feel like
I'm trying to. This black don't crack, and this black ain't gonna crack. And you know why? Because I don't eat pork.
But I feel like this too. Like, nine times out of ten, would if you were sick, would anybody even really know?
Yeah, it's going to be because of the bacon.
I don't think
so. I'm going to be by your bedside holding your hand and be like, I told you not to eat that bacon.
Because the thing is like, anything is bad. I think too much of anything is bad for you. Like, I don't eat bacon every day. But, you know, if I want a burger, like, I don't eat burgers every day. But if I want a burger, yeah, I want bacon on it. Like, I don't see any harm in that. If you do it in moderation, if things are done in moderation, then there's nothing wrong.
Then you're not going to get cancer, right? If you just smoke in moderation, you might not get throat cancer.
I mean, we're talking about food.
If you drink the yak in moderation, you might not get esophageal cancer.
I don't know. We're speaking on food right now. Like, I don't
think First of all, I believe it because bacon is nasty.
Bacon is good. From Wait, a who pig. Are you? Why are we doing a podcast together? You don't like bacon is not nasty.
First of all,
shut
I
your
don't,
mouth.
I don't
Why I'm are not, you talking, Raven Simone?
First of all, this is what you're not going to do. This is what you're not going to do, Lewis.
Bacon is so good. Let me tell you, two strips of bacon on a cheddar cheese burger. With a fried egg, lettuce, and tomatoes. What?
I don't agree.
So good.
People don't eat bacon. Save yourself.
Mm-mm. Bacon is all right. It's A-okay with me. I like that thick bacon that you got to chew on. What? Oh my God. Hey, how many of y'all know about that thick bacon? It's like 2 inches thick and you got to chew on. Oh, it's so good.
That sounds like some slave shit. That sounds like some slave ass shit. I don't know. I don't eat pork.
Bacon is good. Like, I get bacon, I add bacon on my Whopper. I had them put bacon on my Philly cheesesteak today.
Okay.
We're just going to have to agree to disagree.
All right.
Like, if I get cancer, it's probably not going to be from bacon.
I'm just going to say it's from the bacon because the World Health Organization declared bacon as a cancerous source.
Well, whatever.
Halle Berry can't keep no man.
Oh, Halle. Halle still got it. How old is Halle?
No, she don't got nothing. She don't even got no man no more.
But she look good, though, single. But I mean,
there's a disconnect somewhere, Lewis.
And you know what, though? Like, I had this conversation. I don't know if it was with you or with somebody, but I said, well, I mean, all the, like, because, you know, you have in this day and age, you have to be careful what you say. But I was starting to think, well, maybe there's something wrong with Halle if she can't keep a man.
Of course there is.
But, I mean, I don't want to, like, put her out like that because she's been in some abusive relationships.
Yeah, I know. Her dad shot the family dog in front of her eyes.
Okay. this is, okay. Anyway, she's been in some abusive relationships. Was it Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
She was with Wesley Snipes, and then
he knocked the hearing out of her one of her ears.
Yeah, like.
But still,
I mean,
you ain't been able to keep him in. Maybe she can't keep him because she can't hear him. That's funny.
You're such a jerk.
Oliver Martinez decided to move on.
Olivier, come on. Wait, but they didn't have the baby together. She had the baby with the other, with the model guy, right?
No, she has two.
Does she have a baby by Olivier?
I don't know. Aww. That's his name, Oliver?
Olivier. Olivier. It's okay. I mean, I don't know. Like, what are these relationships, like, really based on at the end of the day? Like,
hopefully this one's not based on bacon, because bacon will give you cancer.
Maybe she was like, I hate bacon. I hated Olivier. And he was like, chocolate bleu. But I mean, I still wish her the best, though. Like, for real. Like, at the end of the day, I still wish her the best. Everybody needs someone. Everybody needs somebody.
No.
I'm tired.
No.
But yeah, I mean, okay. Celebrities break up.
No,
and,
not as much as her. She can't keep no man. She ain't never been able to keep no man.
I don't know.
Whatever. I hope she don't have no tattoos of his name.
I doubt it.
Like Black China.
What did Black China do?
Okay, so I gotta show you.
Nice segue.
No, I gotta show you because I was laughing so fucking hard. It's not that funny to me anymore because I've talked about it so much.
But it
it's still funny.
Wait,
though.
First of all, who is Black China?
Black China is
that her?
Is Tyga's?
That's
baby.
Black China. She kind of look like Carly Rae right there. Oh, wait, she got Future's name tattooed on her?
Yeah.
Is that true, though?
Yes.
So they didn't... Wait. Look. Hold on. Let me read the headline. So they didn't have a future after all. Rapper denies ever dating Blac Chyna after she tattooed his name on her hand.
That's so fucked up.
Single and focusing on what makes me happy. Satisfying my fans with great vibes and ways consistently is the turn up. Winning. Oh, he didn't even put a hashtag. I mean.
So we just gonna go around put niggas' names on us and shit.
But what if that means something else?
What? Single and focusing? Why would you put single?
No, I mean, what if Future? What if she just got Future, like, tattooed on her and that means, like, something else? Like,
no,
like, because... you know how, like, on Love & Hip Hop, how old girl was mad at her Future because she found out old boy was gay. So she was like, I'm mad at my Future. Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought about everything that was wrong with Love & Hip Hop. But, yeah, so maybe she was just talking about her Future. Like, you know, her personal future.
She missed the slut walk with him.
Oh, really? She
was supposed to go to that? Amber Rose is her best friend. Yeah, she missed the slut walk. And she was spotted in a club with Future.
Oh, well. Yikes.
And then she put the Instagram picture.
Did she just, is that like a fresh tattoo? Like, yes. Is that like, oh, I just got his name tattooed on me 2 days ago?
On October 27th.
That's when she got the tattoo?
Yes.
And then he tweeted that shortly right after she got the tattoo.
Right.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
She drank shit. My heart. My soul.
Well, well, I'm pretty sure Blac Chyna will, you know. But I think maybe she dodged the bullet. Like, she don't have no baby by him.
But she has a baby by Tyga.
Well, at least she doesn't have another baby by another no good.
I mean, nigga. She was well on her way.
So, I mean, let's look on the bright side here, right? But yeah, that wasn't like a good picture of Blac Chyna. I thought she was supposed to be like, you know. That's oh, yeah, see, yeah, she looked good right there. Look at them.
Fake.
And all their white and stuff. Her and Amber Rose. No, she does. She kind of looks like She looks like Carly Rae a little bit. No,
no.
I don't know. Maybe this Love & Hip Hop is just like really ingrained in my head. I know. Did you see the first Love & Hip Hop episode where Monice was like Love & Hip Hop Hollywood? Monice is like, yeah, you know, me. I got a new guy. We met. You know, I was out club promoting, and my infections are growing stronger.
I did happen to catch that episode. And I was like, girl, what in the fuck is you talking
these
about?
People don't know how to talk on this show. Like, that's bad.
I got to go back to the Blac Chyna because these niggas is ruthless and rude.
Right.
So I mean, why does this comment say she was so thoughtful for getting his rap name tatted?
But that's like thoughtful, like T-H-O-T.
I can't with these fucking people.
I want to do like a little, I don't know if we'll call this like self-preservation or self-care, but I had to learn a very important lesson like this past weekend. So not, you know, just like the preface it, like my manager made me really upset, right? And I told everybody that would listen about the situation and how it went down. And I found myself getting mad all over again. And then I would sit and I would think about it. And I realized on Saturday night that I had wasted my whole weekend consumed with what this woman did. And I believe in venting, but I just don't believe in people having all that power over you. If it's something, like, I know there's degrees. I know I can't, you know, govern anybody's feelings or anything like that. But I'm just saying, like, yo, take care of yourself. Like, because, shout out to Golden Brown Girls. She had a guest on her show, and I can't remember her name right now. I feel bad about that. But she was just, she basically said something like this. She was like, people were acting that way before you met them. So whatever they, like, if they did you wrong or did something to you, they did someone else that same way. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to look at where this is coming from, where the source of this type of behavior is coming from when people cuss you out for no reason. No, I'm just saying, whatever the case might be, like, you know, yes, be mad. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with being mad because we're human and everything like that. But I just can't give people all of that power anymore. Like, I'm going to work really hard on this. And I feel like me as a person, I have to take care of me. Like, me thinking on it and getting mad all over again, like, what is that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? I mean, and you know, we're on a job and we see these people like 8 hours. We see these people more than we see our families. And, you know, there is a certain level of trust that's established. There's a certain level of rapport that's established. So when somebody disappoints you in a way, it hurts. And, you know, but how you deal with that, like, because, you know, you have to internalize a lot because you don't want to blow up on nobody, cuss nobody out, lose your job. I was so mad that I couldn't say nothing. Like, there was this big old ball in my throat and I had to take me a walk and do some praying. But all I'm saying is, like, at the end
praying
of the
day, that you weren't going to grab her by her neck and throw her down the aisle.
just calm me down. Like, okay. See, I wasn't even thinking like that.
It's too soon. I'm sorry.
I wasn't even thinking like that. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you don't go home with them. You can leave them.
Some people go home with them. I'm sorry.
That's a whole nother podcast. But yeah, so, you know, just don't give nobody all that power, man. Like, that was just like my whole thing. Like, my whole weekend was like wasted thinking about, you know, what this lady said. And I could have been doing some other things. Because what's funny about it is, like, people will do stuff and they'll say stuff and they won't lose no sleep over it.
Why would they?
Right. But you the one sitting up mad, and you the one sitting here consumed in your anger and fuming and festering over something somebody else did. And the person that did it to you isn't even thinking anything about it. You know what I'm saying?
This is what I've learned over my years of kind of growing up and being in fucked up situations and just being tired of it. I have to address the shit right then and there, or else I can't move forward. Mm-hmm. Like, my manager, no, I would send her a message and say, hey, can I call you? Mm-hmm. Because I have to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And she may or may not like what I have to say, but as an adult human being, mm-hmm. I can't let that weigh on me, because then I'm good for nothing and I need to take a nap. And I can't be mad at work because right. Nothing is going to get done. And I might as well take a mental health day and go home because...
Ooh, mental health days.
Yeah.
Do we have those? I don't think we have those on my job.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
A lot of times, you know, I ain't no good and I have to go home if I'm just that pissed off. So a lot of times, I just find it easier to just deal with shit.
But I feel like this particular situation, at the end of the day, you can't tell me what to do. As far as that was concerned, yeah, as far as that particular situation was concerned, you can't tell me what to do. So why? So the fact that you tried is what got me upset. The fact that you thought that you were going to get me to do something that I clearly don't have to do. I guess the very idea of that, like, no, she can't tell me what to do in that manner, because what happened was, is I don't want to decorate a pumpkin for Halloween. I didn't want to do that. And you thought that by putting my name down was going to get me to do it, but it wasn't.
There's no boundaries established, apparently. I would have had to tell her, look, I come here to work. Mm-hmm. I don't come here to decorate no damn pumpkins.
Right.
So do we need to take this shit up to HR? Because you're not finna be just throwing my name out there. I clearly, mm-hmm. you asked and I
told
and
you.
I told you and I denied it.
That was the whole thing, yeah.
You asked and I said no, but then you're gonna make me, no, let's go have a talk with somebody right now. Mm-hmm. Let's, mediator, where they at? Because this cannot go on. Mm-hmm. No, I will not be made to feel like you're going to make me do some shit. My grown ass? Mm-hmm. No, ma'am.
Yeah, and that was like the whole thing. And so, see, I'm still working on that because I think
I'll get
there. Probably
because she's a woman and she's white and you don't really know how to address it.
Without looking like the
angry black man.
The angry black man, the angry mix, mulatto. I don't know, whatever they think I am.
It doesn't matter what they think you are. If you didn't want to address it with her, I would have sent that shit straight up to HR. And then it would have came back down and she would have been like, Louis.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought we were just joking.
It's okay, girl.
And I had to reason in myself like, oh, you know, she was just joking. Like,
no, it's not funny.
I know.
But jokes are funny.
But you see how I'm trying to justify that?
Yeah,
like, does that bring us back to our earlier conversation about, well maybe she didn't mean it this way.
Maybe she didn't mean it that way. And she thought that she was going to make you do some shit.
But she wasn't. No, because I would have sat there and she would have had to grab me by my neck and sleep.
That's not funny.
No, it's Shut not. Up. Sorry. Well, you did it just earlier.
So you're making excuses for why you're doing it
again. We're just perpetuating. When will it stop? Okay.
Anyways. I don't know. I just think that a conversation should have been had.
True.
And you didn't have it, and so you let it fester inside of you and eat at your internal organs in the places where bacon probably was at.
And I had to let that thing digest. Because I feel like I'm always like, you know how you get to a point, because there was a similar situation on my job where she felt the need to call me out on the floor. And I politely I politely pinged her and I was like, you know, you don't know how to ask me. You don't know how to ask the other person.
You don't know how to do
like, all. Like, why are you? I was like, why are you making these assumptions? I was like, no, I didn't. I didn't do what you're accusing me of doing on the floor in front of my fellow peers. I didn't do it. That's the bottom line. And she actually did end up and coming to apologize. But I get tired of always having to say, hey, you know what? That was wrong. This is why.
You remember that time you told that lady that she was going to cut her weave off?
Oh, God. You and told then, me I had to apologize for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because she was real hurt about that. You know she had alopecia.
I didn't know that.
She was hurt about that shit.
Anyway.
So, yeah, but she was like, you
told me to apologize.
Because.
And now I'm stuck apologizing. I apologize for everything.
You shouldn't, though. You shouldn't. You should set some boundaries with her. Just be like, hey, I come to work. I understand I work for you, work under you. However, you do not sign my paychecks.
Right.
I mean, but I wouldn't say it to that extent, but I would make her seem like you're only there to do your job and nothing more.
Right. Because that's what you pay me for. Anything else is extra. I was like, you didn't discuss this with me in the interview. Because, you know, you didn't tell me in the interview that,
well,
oh, you know, every Halloween.
Some decorating a pumpkin.
Yeah. Are you okay with that? And you don't have to sign a contract, you know, because they make you sign these contracts and all these forms and stuff. And, you know, give like a vial of blood when you go on these jobs and you start working for them. At least they made me do it. No, but yeah. But honestly, I did. I really had to take a look at myself. And, you know, maybe next time I will address it. But I was just kind of mad at myself for getting that upset about the situation.
I think the whole reason why you got upset was because you didn't say anything.
I couldn't say nothing, though, because if I had said something, it would have been the wrong. You know my mouth is smart. If I had said anything.
Or called somebody a Grinch or anything.
But that's the thing, too. Like, I feel like the things that I say, like how I retaliate on people and how their feelings be hurt, like, that's nothing. I called a lady a Grinch. I don't even cuss. I don't cuss, like, period. I don't cuss. Like, I'll say nigga or whatever, but I don't cuss.
I be trying to get him to cuss, and he won't cuss.
And I can, like, say stuff to people, and people will, like, be so hurt behind it. I don't get it. As if I cussed them out, and I didn't.
Well,
like, yeah, I called the lady a Grinch. I told the girl I would cut her weave out.
Like, when you start naming them, it sounds like malicious behavior.
I guess. Like, this one girl jumped on me. Because she was talking about, she said, she was like, oh, you need to get a tape up or something like that. Because I had a haircut in, like, 2 weeks. And she was like, oh, you need to get a tape up. And then, like, this was the next day, she came to work with weaving her hair, right? And she was looking at me. She was like, oh, I see you finally got a tape up. I was like, I been had a tape up. I was like, was that weave getting in your eyes and you couldn't see it? Do you know she went off on me? Oh, you don't talk about a black, we're not supposed to talk about a black woman's hair and black. And I was like, oh, so it's okay for you to talk about my tape up? I was just saying you need to get a haircut, but you, what you not gonna do is talk about my, I was like, girl, I ended up apologizing to her. Because you be like, people be so hurt by what I say, or maybe they know that I'm an apologizer, so they be pulling at my heartstrings and playing the victim, and then I have to go back and apologize. Is that what it is?
I don't know, because my first instinct is not to apologize. My first instinct is to cut him deep.
Like, people say, oh, he looks like a nice guy. I know, you know, there was nothing really to what he said, but I'm going to make him feel bad so that he has to come back and apologize to me. I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
Because I'll be hurt behind they hurt.
Like, why?
I don't know. Like, oh, I look at it. I hurt you that bad. I'm so sorry.
Your shoulders hurt? Carrying around all that fucking guilt? Is your back okay? Yeah, anyways. Erykah Badu is releasing a mixtape.
Oh, good for her. How good it is. How good it is. Is that her song?
I don't remember that.
Anybody, I think somebody knows what I'm talking about, hopefully.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Is she going to put that? Because everybody really likes her version of Hotline Bling.
Missy Elliott is releasing some music on November 11th, too.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly. I can't stand the rain against my window. When I
Okay, thank you for that.
That is she gonna be hee hee howling? Cause you know I like a good hee hee how.
I don't know if she's gonna be hee howling. However, I do know that she's coming back with some new music.
Well, good. Is she a new artist?
Like they did her on the Super Bowl. That's fucked up. They were like, oh, my God, who is she? Is she a new artist?
Man, when I tell you Missy had all the talent, like she's a rapper, a singer, a dancer. What? Mm-hmm. Missy.
She's like, a triple threat.
Every bit. Like you couldn't wait for the Missy video to come out. You could not wait for the Missy video. What's your favorite Missy video?
Get Your Freak On.
That was a good one. Mm-hmm. Because they were like dancing backwards or something. Mm-hmm. Oh,
and the
man.
Visuals was dope. And then when she spit in that face, and that man face.
Yeah.
And his mouth. And then he swallowed it.
And then he still wiped his mouth because I think a little bit got on the side. Mm-hmm.
Mm. But he swallowed her spit.
What's my favorite Missy video? My favorite Missy video would have to be... what's that song? Mm-hmm. Ooh, sock it to me like you want to. Sock it to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one, too.
That was a good Missy video. Oh, and I Can't Stand the Rain. I thought that was a good video.
I Can't Stand the Rain was revolutionary. It was like, nobody can, man.
I'm happy. Like, maybe she'll change the game again and then just go away.
She always does.
It's about time. I need the game to be changed because it's just full of talentless. It's like a talentless abyss.
She always
a talentless does. Abyss.
Anyways, that's pretty much all I have.
Yeah, I don't have anything either. Well, maybe was it a slow week in pop culture, I guess? Yeah, so we pretty much covered everything. We talked about what's going on in the world today around us.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I have.
I know.
That's a sigh of relief, though.
Yeah, it is. It's like a weight off of my back because I feel like you guys know me a little bit more. But don't be trying to get me riled up and then get me to apologize to you because I'm getting better. So.
But he's still going to do it. Still going to apologize. Anyways, as always, you can catch us on...
Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. No, Twitter. Sorry. Twitter would be like a OR, but there's no OR in Twitter. It's ER. So mm-hmm. Twitter. I'm sorry for being like aggressive just then.
We're on Podomatic.
Oh, Facebook.
Yep.
iTunes.
Yep.
SoundCloud.
Yep.
Expressions87.com.
Yes, that's my favorite.
and twopartslife@gmail.com if you have any questions, concerns, or conundrums. I just wanted another cut in there. Sorry.
Comments wouldn't
quandaries?
No.
What's a quandary?
I don't know. Bye.